Welcome back to our Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. It's time for our Unified Bank Profile, and tonight we're going to learn a little bit about our opponent, the Reading Royals, with their broadcaster, Eric Jesberger. And Eric, this is your first full season on the job. You got brought in last year during the season. How cool is it to be able to get this opportunity?
It's been an absolute thrill. Getting a chance to meet the fellow broadcasters such as yourself, TJ, work together. It's a big family here in the ECHL. We all contribute to each other, and such as we're doing this interview here, and we're set up for a sensational set of games here. Getting a chance to welcome in the Wheeling Nailers has been awesome at Santander Arena. A lot of players who found each other, opponents or teammates in college, and we get a chance to work together as well as we're all pursuing careers in this industry. It's been an absolute thrill here in Reading, PA, to begin my broadcasting career, and working with you gentlemen has been exceptional.
So let's talk about this Reading Royals team. A lot of turnover in the offseason, starting with the coaching position. Kirk McDonald was here for quite some time, now turning over the reins to his assistant coach, James Henry, to take over. What's it been like for James in his first season as a head coach?
The big thing with head coach James Henry in his first year is a young coaching career, but certainly an impressive resume of a playing career where he was captain with the Adirondack Thunder, was an all-star representative as well in his time with the Stockton Thunder and Adirondack. So that playing career bolstered him coming in and stepping in as an assistant coach last year under head coach Kirk McDonald, and one of the best coaches in Reading Royals hockey history to get the expertise under. So for head coach James Henry coming into his first year, the affiliation agreement and established that foundation with Lehigh Valley in the AHL and Philadelphia NHL has been something that James Henry put down as a focus and a focal point to him coming into his first year as head coach, joined alongside first year assistant coach Jason Binkley. They've made that a priority. They've excelled in that so far. We've seen netminders such as Nolan Meyer come down from Lehigh Valley and immediately make an impact on the ice, including Charlie Girard, who we've seen be a public enemy number one on your end, but has been a key contributor to this series. And you guys have the same sort of relationship with your affiliate as well.
Absolutely. One of the things that we've noticed over the years in Reading is there seems to be a lot of continuity from year to year, but I feel like this year, kind of take a step back a little bit, there's a ton of new faces on the team. What's it been like to watch this team start to try and build its chemistry and try and form those relationships that work on and off the ice?
The coaching staff seeked out early on into the offseason former captains or alternate captains, whether that be in the collegiate level or previously in the ECHL. They are meshing together a strong locker room, looking to have that bleed over onto the ice. You've seen that more and more in the offensive style of play, getting up to 39 to 40 shots on net, looking for a similar performance here tonight. And that's been allowing that locker room presence and ability of leaders in the locker room and off the ice, as well as on the practice, be able to contribute into the play. On the ice, the early goings here, an early test against Newfoundland, put the Royals up, able to grab a point up in that three-game series, but also catching a hot Indy Fuel before hosting your team, the Wheeling Nailers, this weekend. Got the travel out of the way in Newfoundland here in this homestand, trying to get the split so when they get set to face off against divisional opponents such as the Maine Mariners, who are about even with the Royals, but the Worcester Railers were off to an incredible start, undefeated as we speak right now tonight. It's going to be an early test going against divisional opponents, but overall, the locker room, young talent, still getting together and looking to get the leadership such as Charlie Girard able to lead the squad.
What do you notice early on in some of the strengths of this team that you think will make them successful down the road? Are we looking at high scoring? Are we looking at tight defense, discipline? What do you like?
I like the back end veteranship. They might be all younger talent-wise. However, they have games in the league, and the 13 newcomers are all attempting to make immediate impacts, a lot of speed with this team. They might not have the exact height they had last season. However, the speed and craftiness in some of the young towns is something they're looking to build upon here in the early goings. And as you get more games under your belt, you find where guys are in different passing lanes. The more you play on the ice, you can see this team progress throughout the season.
Last year, we didn't see it as much, but how much did you enjoy getting a chance to see a little bit of the spirit that's made this Wheeling-Reading rivalry so special over the years, which this is game number 99 between the teams just in this building alone?
Hey, not only is it the rivalry the Wheeling Nailers and Reading Royals have established, but also, of course, you can't go without mentioning the NHL affiliates and the PA not-so-brotherly love between the Flyers and the Penguins. So it's great to see that trickle down to the ECHL level, because we all assume we're going to see those tensions pour over and everybody's looking for a gripe at this rivalry that bleeds up at the highest level of hockey.
Well, we got a great start to the season series last night, a one-goal game, very competitive. Seven more of these to go. Eric, I really appreciate you taking a few minutes of your time. It's great to be able to share the broadcast booths with you again this season. Best of luck to you and the Royals.
Absolute privilege. Looking forward to having you back soon enough.
Eric Jesberger, the voice of the Reading Royals, our Unified Bank profile tonight during Hughes Office Equipment intermission coverage. This is the Nailers Broadcast Network, presented by Main Street Bank.